Jackie challenged our group to participate in Dr. Robert Holden's 100 Gratitudes. We would each compose our own and share at the summer party in July. I accepted with alacrity, as is my wont, and then I repented at leisure, as is also my wont, when I worked out how time-consuming it would be for me to fully participate. Then I sulked for a bit, resentful of the work I had taken on. Then, as luck would have it, I leapt out of bed on Sunday morning early, and they all just flowed out of me. Gorgeous when that happens, when I allow. As I prefer to write almost everything online, I made 5 private blog posts yesterday on one of my own websites, listing gratitudes 1 to 10, 11 to 20, and so on, all the way up to 50. And yes, I know that means only half of the job is done, but I've got plenty of good stuff left to be grateful for. Lucky me. Then last night, I thought I would review the 50 I'd written down to see if I could get just one word to describe each one. My thinking was that I would end up with a long list of 50, eventually 100, wonderful words, or that perhaps they might bunch into clumps of words, some of the entries sharing one core word. Who knew what the outcome would be? Wordy, for sure, but then I love words, so bring it on. I like a list, too. So I was going to be in listy, wordy heaven. But when I reviewed it this morning, a few surprises jumped out at me. The first 50 chronological gratitudes explained why I find myself so suitable to being self-employed. My childhood at boarding school from the age of 10, because my father was overseas in the Royal Marines, taught me self-reliance, discipline, independence and resilience. Moving house and school and country every 18 months taught me to make friends and connections quickly and easily and networked me across the world. I became a person who loves variety. I am adaptable and curious, the latter standing me in good stead when eventually I became a coach. Boarding school taught me to be a rebel and anti-establishment. Once I left school and went to secretarial college, I then had about 6 jobs in 5 years. I hated it, basically, which gave me a fabulous crash course in how to run a business better than my employers were doing. This led directly to accounting, which became my business, but even if it hadn't, what a wonderful skill to have in business. All my various skills have stood me in good stead. In fact, this list of 100 gratitudes makes me realise that skills are good. The more the merrier. If you can turn your hand to anything, you'll never want for a living. I wonder if turning your hand to anything is a state of mind, a proud boast that becomes a fact. I was made redundant early in my career, best to get that out of the way as young as possible. As the older we get, the harder we fall to redundancy, whereas a young person can bounce back. There's that resilience again. I got the sack for the one and only time from the last job I ever had, only a few years after redundancy, and although it was unfair and possibly even constructive dismissal, and I will know it was unfair until the day I die, that was the point at which I picked self-employment and never looked back. So how long did it take me to get fed up with being employed? 4 years. In my 30s, I started to get seriously into personal development and spiritual enlightenment, which enabled me to grow as a human being, whilst at the same time growing my first proper business, which I sold when I was 41 for a 6-figure sum. It was this money which enabled me to start again from scratch, designing a business which was e-mythed and which works without me. And looking back on all of that last night and this morning, and being grateful for what life has thrown at me and the choices I've made, has enabled me to see what synchronicities and happy accidents have shaped the businesswoman I am today.